The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin is open to talks about the so-called special military operation in Ukraine, but warned Washington's stance on territory under its control would make negotiations difficult. Putin has recently spoken on the phone with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. US President Joe Biden said on Thursday that he's willing to meet with Putin if he ends the conflict. Mohammed Val has more from Moscow.
The spokesman of the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, he said that Putin has always been open for negotiations with regards to Ukraine. But the understanding from his words is that there is a kind of precondition in what President Biden said, which is that Russia should be ready to withdraw from Ukraine. And he said that makes things very difficult.
A US-backed group that helped defeat ISIL in Syria has stopped all joint counter-terrorism operations. The Syrian Democratic Forces say it's a result of Turkish bombardment of territory it controls. Turkey has stepped up strikes in northern Syria since the bombing in Istanbul last month. Israel has ordered the deportation of a Palestinian French lawyer from occupied East Jerusalem. Salah Hamouri has been detained since March without charge or trial. South Africa's main opposition party says it's tabled a motion to dissolve parliament in order to hold early elections. It comes after an independent panel found President Cyril Ramaphosa may have violated his oath of office. He denies any wrongdoing. A routine session in Senegal's parliament has descended into violence. Fighting began on Thursday when a male politician walked up to a female colleague and slapped her in the face. Three states in southern Brazil are on high alert for flooding and landslides after days of heavy rain. Rescue teams are still searching for dozens of people feared buried in a landslide that struck a highway in Paraná. At least two people were killed. The company behind a port project in the Indian state of Kerala is in court trying to end protests that have delayed construction for months. Demonstrators from a local fishing community have been blocking the site of the multi-million dollar project. They say the port will destroy livelihoods.
I'm Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, Al Jazeera's original docudrama series. In season 5, we meet Lily Parr, one of the greatest footballers you've probably never heard of. A prolific attacker, the English player broke the norms when it came to women in football. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.